This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
All right, let's get back to the Buffalo Bills with Ryan Talbot covering the team in NewYorkUpstate.com, and a great job tracking the Buffalo Bills' top 30 visitors, their Zoom meetings, their private workouts. Tracker all available at NewYorkUpstate.com. Ryan, we haven't had a chance to download with you since last week's trade of Stephon Diggs and what that means for the Bills' plans here at the end of the month at the NFL draft. I mean, I don't know if you're parking your car in the same garage as Gino and I, but it almost feels like a certainty that that first-round pick is going to be a wide receiver. And even more so, you could see Brandon Bean moving up to get the guy that he covets most. How are you, Ryan?
Hey, I'm doing great, and yeah, I'm definitely parking my car in that same garage because, you know, the Bills right now are going into this draft, and that's the big glaring need is at wide receiver. You know, they bring in Curtis Samuel. They like what Khalil Shakir has done, but you need that boundary wide receiver. You need that player that can be a threat to be a number one receiver. So definitely agree that the Bills are doing their due diligence on a lot of these guys, and wouldn't shock me, though, if they made a trade up to try to get one of those top four wide receivers in this draft class.
Yeah, Ryan, we haven't spoken on air here since the Diggs trade, which I said at the time I was stunned just because I didn't know the Bills, what we don't know to this point what their plan is. Now that we've had over a week to kind of digest this, give us your thoughts as to the why this move happened for Buffalo.
Yeah, for the why, it just seems like Stephon Diggs was disgruntled here in Buffalo. It sounds like he requested the trade. I don't think that the Bills wanted to necessarily keep him around in that locker room if he wasn't going to be happy to be here. So that's a big part of the why. And to back that up, you don't just get rid of a player and eat $31 million in dead cap unless you feel like that relationship has truly deteriorated. So that's the big why behind it. But now it does. It puts the Bills in a tough spot. You look at free agency. There's no number one receivers on the market this time of year, no matter what year you're talking about. There's some nice complementary pieces that maybe the Bills bring in post-draft, but now they really have to do a thorough, deep dive of these players to try to figure out who that player can be that can step in and make an impact on day one.
All right, so knowing that the Diggs trade felt like something at the beginning of the offseason that wasn't going to happen. It didn't feel like something that the Bills would do. In the spirit of we can never say never in the NFL, What is the wild, outlandish thing that you could see Brandon Bean doing here? You know, could it be a trade into the top 10, say, of the draft later this month? Could it be the Bills trading for a T. Higgins? What do you think is a scenario that might be a little bit wild, but you can't rule out entirely, Ryan?
Yeah, I would say if Rome Odunze falls out of the top 10, that is when Brandon Bean starts working the phones, trying to move up and get his guy, being willing to possibly part with a first-round pick in next year's draft as well to get that job done, because Odunze just kind of screams process in everything that he does. And, you know, if you watch him at the combine, this is a guy that's been locked up as a consensus first-round, top half of the first-round pick. And he was out there running a three-cone drill over and over again because he wasn't satisfied with how he was performing at that specific drill. So didn't have to do it, wanted to do it. Seems like the perfect kind of player for this offense. That'd be my outlandish, wild scenario. Wouldn't surprise me either if the Bills traded up into the late teens, early 20s for a Brian Thomas Jr. either.
Yeah, Ryan, at this time, and you've covered many, many drafts. I mean, my gosh, I remember the first time we talked on air, that was the Sammy Watkins draft. And all of a sudden, you had One Bills Live talking about the possibility of trading down. You had another report there from Reed on ESPN, Jordan Reed, saying the Bills trading down. Ryan, can we deduce that that's a smokescreen?
I would be surprised if they traded down, just because, again, this is such a massive need now. Had they, you know, not traded away Stephon Diggs, a trade down would have made perfect sense. You're trying to get that extra day two pick that you were anticipating getting with the compensatory pick. But now that Diggs is out the door, if you trade down, you're either A, sold on one of those late first round, early second round guys that can maybe be a number one wide receiver that maybe some people aren't as sold on, like an Xavier Leggett, and Xavier Worthy, who, due to his frame, Keon Coleman, guys that they've brought in, Troy Franklin. You'd have to really be sold that this is that guy that can be that piece. I just don't see them trading down, especially with how aggressive Brandon Bean has been in the past. He traded up for Josh Allen. He traded up for Tremaine Edmonds. You know, you go back to even the last few years, Dalton Kincaid and so on and so forth. He's been more known to trade up to go get his guy than rather trade down in the first round.
For all the talk that we're hearing, Ryan, about the wide receiver position in this year's draft, for all the talk that we're hearing about the quarterbacks that could go early in the first round of this draft, do you think there's, again under the umbrella of can't say never, do you think the Bills actually don't go wide receiver in round one and take the best available defender that might be available to them in round one?
Again, never say never after what we've seen with the Stephon Diggs trade, right, and everything else. But it would be a major wow moment, I think, for this fan base. And I get you don't want to telegraph your pick, but at 28, you know, are you going to be able to get the best of any kind of defensive prospect? The best edge rushers are going to be gone. You might be able to get a decent defensive tackle. You could probably have the top safety, but safeties aren't going in the first round anymore these days for a reason. So I think that the Bills would really have to be low on the receivers that were remaining at pick 28 if they were to go with a defensive option.
Cooper DeJean, do you put him at safety or corner there, Ryan? Because I before this all began, I was planting my flag saying that is a guy that Sean McDermott would love to have on the defense here. And I don't know if he's there when the Bills pick in the second round, but is that a prospect you could think it could land in Buffalo, or just the board's not going to line up right here?
I don't think the board will line up right. I wouldn't be surprised if he was taken in the first round. I see him as an all-pro safety type of player. But I guess there are some teams that really want to give him a go at cornerback, and, you know, maybe he will thrive there too. I know that's what he basically did at Iowa, but in the pros, I think he is just going to be an outstanding safety if the team that drafts him puts him in that spot.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Let's talk a little bit about some of the conversations that have been happening between these prospects and the Buffalo Bills as we kind of learn more about who's been coming in and you know, specifically with the wide receiver position. We know that Troy Franklin was just here the last couple of days. He's projected to be a second or a third round pick. We've got the wide receiver from Florida State taking a visit with the team today. Who have you planted your flag in there, Ryan? If there was one wide receiver for the Bills, I'm sure that the options that are available to them maybe sway your pick one way or the other. I mean, if you're talking about this team going top 10, I'm with you. Go get Rome Odunze. But if you're sitting put at 28, I mean, I'm a Ladd McConkey guy. Where do you come down?
I'm really high in Xavier Legette. He's a player that I think it would be a perfect fit for this Bills offense. I could see him thriving. I know the 1 year production, that's the thing that scares off a lot of people, but he's a player that I'm extremely high on in terms of those wide receivers. But I'm not going to say that I'm extremely high on Keon Coleman, but I think that the people that are bashing him are only looking at his 40 time at the combine, which was bad. There's no doubt about it, but he ran a lot of the drills at the combine, the fastest or the second fastest, and those are actual routes. You know, when he was doing the gauntlet, he was the fastest recorded wide receiver going over 20 miles per hour. When he was running certain routes, he was the second fastest receiver out of that draft class. So straight line speed and route running speed didn't match up. I think that if the Bills were to take him, 6'4", great, you know, size to him. He runs a lot faster than just that 40 time that is kind of engraved in a lot of the minds of the Bills Mafia. So I would not mind him either. He would be an ideal trade down candidate, or if the Bills were to trade up in round two, he would be another guy. If they want to double dip, perhaps, if that were to be able to come to fruition.
Ryan Talbot, Shout Podcast, NewYorkUpstate.com, and he's got the tracker going every year. It's become your thing, Ryan, keeping tabs and getting these tips on who the Bills are visiting, and you're going to be right on top of it, certainly post-draft when you're getting to the street free agents. My question is about these pre-draft visits. Do we know anything, like, in terms of the hit rate? Like, is this a clear indicator that the Buffalo Bills are going to draft? Like, how many draft picks does Buffalo take where it falls outside of the top 30, maybe in the first or second or third round? Like, how much weight do you put into this?
Yeah, I put a good amount of weight into it. Last year with Dalton Kincaid, that was the first time that a Brandon Bean first-round pick was not a 30 visit. So he brought in Josh Allen, Tremaine Edmonds in 2018, Ed Oliver 2019. They didn't have a first-round pick in 2020 with Stephon Diggs, and then they weren't allowed to do top 30 visits either that year or 2021. 2022, Kyrie Elam, top 30. So last year was the first year that they didn't draft a player that came in for a 30 visit. But even guys like James Cook, Dawson Knox, Osiris Torrance, all of those guys came in for a visit with the Bills. So there's definitely something to that. And when you look at some of these prospects, they check the box in terms of a lot of due diligence by the team. So Troy Franklin, the Bills had him in for the 30 visit yesterday. They met with him at the combine. They held a private workout with him. So that checks the box three times. MJ Devonshire, a late third round, day three pick out of Pitt, has been met with the Bills multiple times. Again, they love those Pitt secondary players. Tez Walker's met with the team multiple times. So the more they meet with the player, the more I kind of zero in on, maybe Tez Walker's a mid-round prospect that the Bills are trying to get in here. Devonshire, a late round pick. There's a UB linebacker that they didn't bring in for a 30 visit, but they've done a ton of work on. So it wouldn't shock me if Joe Andreessen was a UDFA if he goes undrafted with the Bills. So definitely something where you want to connect the dots.
I want to get back to the Bills offense with Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, joining us in the sports bar. We saw that they took a 30 visit with running back out of Florida State, Trey Benson, who might be a good compliment for James Cook. We also know that at the combine, there were plenty of interviews with running back prospects, including Audric Estime of Notre Dame, Frank Gore Jr. Which one of these prospects do you think could be the compliment, the best compliment for what the Bills have developed here with James Cook?
Yeah, for me, it's Estime. Watching him at Notre Dame, I am a Notre Dame fan, no bias, though. He's exactly what they need. They need that between the tackle, running back that at first contact, he's been able to shrug that off a lot in his career and keep moving his legs and pick up additional yards. He doesn't have that burst of James Cook, but if he can get past the first line of defense, he can be somewhat explosive. So to me, he is a guy that would be a perfect fit for the Bills, but it all comes down to when they're looking to address the position, are they still on the board or is he still on the board? Frank Gore Jr., someone that'll be taken later in the draft. Trey Benson is a guy that I think will go off the board earlier. I'm not sure if the Bills will be able to get him. And I've also been told, although he didn't come in for a 30 visit, they've kind of done a lot of homework on Jalen Wright out of Tennessee as well. So there's a lot of backs that they're doing their homework on, whether it's for now or a few years down the road when they might hit free agency and be on the market.
Ryan, we did have a free agent signing by Brandon Bean, Lyle Collins. And we all remember his story, how he fell out of the draft many years in Dallas. So a two-part question. One, your thoughts on perhaps him becoming the backup swing tackle, if you will. I mean, like, who is in the mix there? And then part two, it's not a sexy conversation, I don't think, but before the Diggs trade, I wouldn't have ruled out a first-round interior lineman knowing that, hey, there's some guys that maybe haven't done this. It would be good to refortify. You don't have Mitch Morse there. So, like, at what point in this draft do you think the Buffalo Bills address the offensive line?
I think that they'll address the offensive line either early. I would guess early on day three if I were to kind of make a prediction there. I think that it's something where both sides of the ball, offensive line, defensive line, they have been known to address it, draft players, develop players, even bring in guys as UDFAs and kind of bring them along. I know Ryan Vandermark, for instance, wasn't an original UDFA of the Bills. He was with the Colts for a while, but they've developed him. They've brought some guys along the last few years that have really developed. Vandermark will be in that running for swing tackle as well. When it comes to Lyle Collins, though, while I think that swing tackle or depth at tackle is where he could ultimately land, it wouldn't surprise me if they let him compete for that left guard job. I know that he hasn't played any meaningful snaps in a little bit after suffering a serious injury at the end of the 2022 season. 2020, he missed some time, but he has over 80 career starts. He's a player that is still pretty solid when he is on the field, so I like the signing. The up to $6-plus million tells me that the Bills are telling him he has an opportunity to potentially start on this offensive line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ryan, while we're talking about trackers, and I don't want to put you on the spot, so forgive me if you're not doing this, but I'm fascinated and always curious because I don't know that we have the answer. I don't know that the NFL teams have the answer, and certainly the Bills feel like they got one pulled over on him here with the compensatory draft pick formula. And we get another signing of a former Bill in Phillips signing with the Giants yesterday. Do we know where the Bills stand for their 2025 draft pick formula as of right now, knowing that there's still a little bit of time left here to figure this all out?
Yeah, so right now I believe they are still on the side of potentially getting a compensatory pick or two. So what's interesting is they're kind of, you know, going against the clock right now where right after the draft is over, a few days after the draft, that's when you can start signing players again, and it will not factor whatsoever into the compensatory pick formula. So the Bills, after signing Lyle Collins, they might be done for now until after the draft, because then no matter what you pay a player, now that the Bills have a lot of money, but no matter what they end up signing a player for, it doesn't factor in. So they're definitely in line right now to potentially get a pick or two. They're not in the boat necessarily where they were last year, where everyone thought it was going to be a third-round pick. but they could still end up with some valuable, you know, day three picks potentially, which I think that we know Brandon Bean is more than willing to take, and he's had a good success rate with those day three picks.
And Brandon, last one for me, Brian Talbert, our guest here in the Sports Bar, NewYorkUpstate.com and the Shout Podcast. Ryan, as far as one topic we were talking about earlier, normally this would have been the week coming up here where the NFL schedule was released. That's not going to be the case anymore. The NFL has pushed that back to May. And the reason they do this is, well, they want to win the news cycle. We're talking about the draft. We can talk about that schedule at a later date. Do you have a preference here who you want the Buffalo Bills to open? Because I'm just thinking that a Buffalo and Houston matchup might look really tasty on a Monday night.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where my mind was going to after the Stephon Diggs trade. Week one, Monday night football, Bills on the road. You have a team in Houston that made the playoffs last year. Diggs is supposed to kind of put them over the top. That makes a ton of sense to me. So if the Bills are on the road in week one, I definitely have that one kind of sharpied in potentially as being that matchup.
You think they get as many primetime games as we've seen the last couple of years?
Maybe one or two less. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me just because this conference now is pretty loaded, and you'll still have a lot of the bigger markets, even in the NFC, if the rosters aren't great, getting their fair share. So Buffalo will still have quite a few, but I'm going to predict maybe one or two less than what they've had the last year or two.
Will your wife file for divorce if the Bills wind up with one of those Christmas Day games, Ryan?
You know, she might. It was once the Bills said, or with the league, I should say, said they were going to do a Christmas Day, I said, oh, no, I could certainly see the Bills being in play there because, you know, you look at the ratings that they've brought in on Thanksgiving games, and would not surprise me if Buffalo was given a Christmas game, and that will be a very, very tough sell.
What about if they play again on Thanksgiving?
You know, I think she's okay when I leave on Thanksgiving. A lot of the family's around there, but with the kids and Christmas, that one's a little bit harder of a sell.
Yeah, you know, it was this time last year I made the trip out to Buffalo Danger for one of the Shop podcasts that went live. Yeah, so you guys are live, right, coming up, Brian?
Yeah, we have a show on Saturday night, and we were recently at the Dome in Williamsville, so we're making our rounds in Western New York. So definitely keep, you know, your eyes peeled on that. But we have a mock draft special on Saturday night at Wingnuts. So anyone in Rochester that wants to make the drive, join us. We'll be there live at 6 p.m. show starting at 7.
Now, Ryan, your co-host was on with us earlier this week, Perino, and he was trolling us. He was trying to...
We sniffed it out right away.
He's like, whoa, I can't wait for us to be back at camp, boys. We'll get our garbage plate on. We're like, yeah, get out of here, pretty boy. You ain't eating the garbage plate again. You recoiled at the sight of the garbage plate. And Ryan, I can't remember what the conflict was. I think you had family conflicts the night that we all went out for plates during camp. But, you know, we know you. We know you're a guy
who will appreciate
the real garbage plate.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you're right. We had the show last year in Rochester, and I had to get back the next morning, so I wasn't staying. But Perino, yeah, he's not a garbage plate guy, but I'm always down for a plate. It's like a tradition. You got to do it once a year at least.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking, I'm sure, well before then, but nice to know this week with the report from Catalana that it looks like we'll be back at camp at St. John Fisher once again. We'll have you and Matt in town and all the other beat reporters in town have some fun, and looking forward to the end of the month here with the NFL draft. I'm sure we'll be talking right around there.
All right. Sounds great, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Talbert, NewYorkUpstate.com. Great tracker. Great job tracking all of the top 30 visits for the Buffalo Bills and all the meetings and Zooms that they've been on with some of these prospects.
Yeah, it's a good point to bring up and one we need to be reminded of, that why wasn't Kincaid here last year? And I think that was just the Bills predicting correctly. Hey, he could fall, but if we bring him in, we don't want to telegraph that we're interested in this player. And it was at the end of the process last year, Danger, the light bulb went off in our head, like, they could look at tight end here.
Yeah.
Like, so this year, I don't see the light bulb going off in my head. Like, you know, they're going to go. It has to be wide receiver.
Feels like wide receiver. Unless.
You could sit there and take Cooper DeJean.
I think we're going to be more on the edge of our seat this year than we were last year because of the prospect of them going up
trading
as high.
Trading up. Every pick is
top
10. Yeah.
Like, they could get up into the top 10. It'll be interesting to see. We can't wait for all of it. Speaking of the NFL draft, we will be live for the NFL draft day one. Our pre-draft show from 3 to 6 will be at Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue in the neighborhood of the Arts. As we've become, it's become a tradition there to do the draft show from Three Heads. And then Friday, day two of the draft, our pre-show will be from 3 to 6. Bill Gray's Tap Room, Chai Lai Avenue location, where we were for the start of March Madness. Can't wait for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You and I, we're going to be drinking and eating.
We can share a cold one and maybe a win or two.
I'm going to have to go on some extra dad runs that week, Danger. So,
do we do dad runs leading up to the live broadcast?
Like a sports bar dad run.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, we've been at Three Heads where the running groups wrap up their run and then they have a couple of beers afterwards. No shame in that. Maybe we set a tone. Maybe we set a tone. We go on a dad run before the Three Heads live show.
If you do that, you have to shower. That is the rule.
I don't know that I'm going to. If I do it, I don't know that I would.
You're trolling me.
I don't know that
you
I would.
You're trolling me.
I don't know that I would. I think I would. I think I would. I would go. Troll I would alert. Get completely lathered up. Go. You know, minimum 5K. I'm saying minimum 5K run. We wrap up the 5K. We go for the personal record. And then we just blast out 3 hours of fantastic sports talk. No time for a shower.
This is like Matt Parrino trolling. I'm just, nope. Troll.
You wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know. Just change and you wouldn't even know.
I probably you've done it before. I don't even know.
Maybe like I did it today.
We're opposite of the studio. Yeah.
All right, look, we got to get to happy hour. It's on the way next. We have plenty of time for your phone calls at 866-4326. It's hockey night in the Flower City. The Amerks set to host the Belleville Senators. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. Don Stevens and Andrew Mossbrooks will have the call for you here on your proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey as the Amerks look to clinch a playoff berth. We'll get to that and more next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.